الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respect viewers of Madani Nation, Quran is very much clear about the finality of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is mentioned in the Quran, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Meaning, the Holy Prophet Muhammad is not the father of any man amongst you. Yes, he is the messenger of Allah and the last of all the prophets. In the commentary of this verse, it is mentioned, this blessed verse is in Nasr Qat'i, meaning decisive textual stipulation on the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam being the final prophet, and its meaning is completely clear, such that it is no scope whatsoever for any figurative interpretation or specification. Further, it is written, the detail regarding the finality of the prophethood is that Allah Almighty sent the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam after all other prophets and messenger alayhim as-salam, and he ended the sequence of prophethood and messengership with him. It is impossible for anyone in the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam or after him until the day of judgment to be given prophethood. So that's crystal clear. This belief is from the necessities of the religion, and the one who denies it or even has the slightest doubt about it is a disbeliever, an apostate, and a cursed. So respect viewers, from this verse and its commentary, we have come to know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the final prophet of Allah azza wa jal, and it is one of the fundamental and most important beliefs of a believer to believe in the finality of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.